This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Many people across the nation have taken the COVID-19 pandemic as a time to reflect. For some, that's meant following their passions and starting new businesses after losing or leaving jobs. But starting a business and succeeding is easier said than done. And joining me now, WPR's Christine Hatfield, to talk about what's been going on in the world of entrepreneurship. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
So are we really seeing more people starting small businesses?
We absolutely are. The U.S. Census Bureau has been keeping track of this thing well before the pandemic even. They say we averaged around 3,600 small business applications a month in Wisconsin before the pandemic. That dipped a little bit around the start of the pandemic when everything was just sort of shutting down. Right. And then it rocketed upward in July 2020 alone. Right around 7,000 applications to start businesses. Numbers have come back down to earth a little bit since then, but we're still seeing around 5,000 applications a month.
What's driving these new businesses?
I mean, it's by and large people rethinking their lives, a sense of what are we doing here anyway? Are people deciding maybe now is a good time to get a fresh start and go after that passion they've always wanted to pursue? That's according to Kate Koziel. She's an economic development specialist with the Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission.
I think it served as a turning point for people to reassess their lives and what they're doing and to live their dream a little bit more fully and know that they don't have tomorrow promise.
So do the people who follow small business think this is going to keep up in the long term?
I mean, the problem is at this point, it's kind of hard to say. As it is, you have to file for recognition with the IRS generally, taxes being the factor that they are. And not many of those businesses that file for recognition with the IRS end up making that first payroll within 2 years, because that's their measure of it has a business successfully started up.
Right, right.
And we see that happening for any number of reasons, whether it's a lack of finances coming in or just plain logistical problems. And the problem that we see ultimately here is we don't know whether some of these changes we've seen during the pandemic are here to stay. Tessa Conroy works with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's an assistant professor of agricultural and applied economics.
Is it the case that if the economy, you know, expands and there are opportunities for people to go back to their old positions, might some of this entrepreneurial activity fade as people go back to what they were doing before?
What challenges are small businesses facing right now?
There's the challenges of finding people to work for you, where it's something that goes beyond a one-man operation. And there's supply chain struggles, too. I mean, those have been impacting all businesses, not just the established ones. You have the economic slowdown that started last year and has persisted to some extent into this year. That's just killed off so many of these small businesses.
Sure.
And even beside that, there's just the ever-looming questions that I mentioned of where will we find funding, or how do we even get the word out to people that we exist in the first place? Where there's that niche to fill, how are we going to make it clear that we are trying to fill that niche?
And what's it going to take for these businesses to succeed?
Well, aside from the economy and its ever-changing whims, there's things like networking. There's the matter of just having a solid idea, because I've talked to people who have been working for months, if not years, to get their ideas to a place where they can really build off of it. I've talked to a lot of people who either are trying to start a small business or have started a small business. The one who stuck with me the most was a gentleman by the name of Chris Shearer. He used to be in events production, and then the pandemic came along, and he ultimately ended up shutting down that business. And then the idea came for him of helping out other business owners who needed an extra hand in their work. Now he's running a consulting firm called 2020 Evolve, and that's doing rather well for him. And he knows going down the path of getting a new business going isn't easy. But he says if people have those goals, they should keep striving toward them.
If you want a certain future, you have to create it. Otherwise, you are just going to be along for somebody else's journey.
All right. Christine Hatfield is WPR's Second Century Reporting Fellow. Thanks so much for joining us today.
And thank you for having me.